if you leave an apple or a plum lying around, you might say the skin will dry up and...
The skin?
Mm-hmm. Like wrinkle.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I
know that the meat becomes discolored, but I... But you said the skin...
Well, and if you kept your hand in water a long time, the skin of your hand, too, you might say had gotten...
Soft, it wrinkles.
Yeah, it's a synonym for wrinkle, I suppose, beginning with an SH.
Sorry. You want me to read the word, if you show me the word?
S-H-R-I-V-E-L.
Or to shrivel.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-V-E-L, yeah. Shrivel.
Mm-hmm. Do you use the word at all?
For the skin of a fruit, you mean in that sense?
Well, in any sense.
Oh, sure, of course. But I would never say that the skin of an apple that's left over is shriveled. I've never heard that.
What would you say?
I've never been aware that the skin did anything
to
change it.
Mm-hmm. Then the kind of vegetable that comes, well, there are two kinds, really, that come in large leafy heads.
Two kinds of lettuce?
All right, lettuce is one. What's another vegetable that comes in a head?
Cabbage.
Okay. And if you had several of those, you'd say, I like those.
Cabbages.
Mm-hmm. And if you were going to buy several things of lettuce, you would say, I need to buy two...
Heads.
Okay. Did you ever, by the way, hear that used to mean a number of children? I have three...
Cabbages?
Heads of children.
Three cabbages. Because I said it in French. No.
Okay. What would you use for a large number of children? If he had, say, 14, you might say he has a whole...
If they were all one person, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a flock.
Okay. Do you ever use the word passel?
No.
Have you ever heard it used?
No.
Familiar with the word at
no.
all? No. Okay. How about getting beans out of the pod by hand? You would say you have to.
What do you do to beans? Break, shot, cut. I forget. I know, but I mean, I know we haven't. I remember hearing my mother use an expression in the kitchen, but it doesn't come to my mind.
Okay, well, it depends on the type of bean, really, what you do.
I was thinking of Kentucky Wonders, but you're trying to get the... Wait a minute, you said to get the seed out?
Kentucky Wonder is a type of...
String bean.
It's a type of string bean. Do you know any other names for string bean?
French? Maybe the cut, again, French, string beans, Kentucky Wonders. Yeah, one is a plant name, one is the way it's prepared for cooking. Let's see.
Would you ever call them snap beans or pole beans or green beans?
Green beans. I would say green beans.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Now, those you don't get out of the pod, of course, but there's another kind of bean that's common, at least in this part of the South. It's small and ear-shaped. Sometimes they're green and sometimes they're yellow.
And you eat the bean.
You eat the bean, but not the pod.
Well, is it lima beans?
Yeah. Do you know a synonym for lima bean?
Butter beans.
Are they the same?
Yep.
Okay.
Where I come from.
And how do you get those out of the pod? You say, I've got to go and...
Shuck? I don't know what... is that shucking? I mean, because I never did this, but...
Okay. It makes your thumb sore when you do it. Then if you were cooking the tops of turnips, you would say you had a batch of...
Turnip greens.
What other things might you eat greens? What other types of greens?
Well, another name for turnip greens where I grew up is mustard greens.
Is that the same?
Yeah, in my house they were. In my
I thought
house,
they were two different.
They may be, mm-hmm. But in my house all I knew was they were both so foul I couldn't help it. I loathe them. Mustard greens and turnip greens and collard greens and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it.
Okay, what do you call the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Just that.
Corn
on the cob.
All right. Would you ever call it sweet corn or roasting ears?
Sweet corn. When we used to say sweet corn, that means usually corn creamed or something like that. That's been where the kernels are no longer on the cob.